The Guardian.
I've fortunately been in a position where my career and Jimmy Savile's haven't intersected. And I don't want to sound too otherworldly. And I'm not, this isn't esprit d'escalier on a grand scale. I always thought that Jimmy Savile was a pretty odd customer, but took at face value the view that Jimmy Savile was doing great charitable work. Now, I don't read the oldie, so I missed the story last February, which your great organ and the Daily Mail didn't miss, that the Newsnight programme had been dropped. I think I can be excused from that. So the first time I knew about this avalanche of allegations was, I suppose, the Evening Standard a week last Friday, which broke the story again, which you'd, I think, already broken after the oldie story last February. So I've only really been aware of not just rumours, but the substantiated rumours about Jimmy Savile. I didn't have any knowledge about his activities over the last 40 years. I mean, what I do find it pretty surprising. Look, I am not trying to minimise the issue for the BBC because, I repeat, we employed him and some of these assaults allegedly took place on BBC premises. But I do find it curious that if everybody, apparently, if every editor knew that there were these allegations, why more wasn't done or investigated earlier? The Theroux interview was in the year 2000. The interview with that young female singer, the member of a group, was in, which they was used in the devastating ITV programme, was in 2003.
That's Colleen Nolan, isn't
it? Yeah. So, you know, this isn't excusing anything that's happened. Why no follow-up to those stories? We were right to call in the police straight away, and the police have behaved admirably. We went straight away to talk to ACPO, and then and took their advice to talk to the NSPCC and get a sense from them about the right way to proceed. People said you should actually just put your foot on the ball occasionally and see where things are going. And I think that this very, very difficult issue has been handled very properly by the Director General.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.